Today we will address the question, what are the ego defenses, and start to consider what we do when faced with stressors. At the end of the last episode, where we discussed self-deception, I promised to enumerate the different strategies that we use to maintain our ego, called ego defenses. Before I go any further, however, to prevent any confusion, I want to make you aware of some phrases which I have used interchangeably during this talk. They are 1. Ego defenses, defense strategies, coping skill, ego defense mechanisms. They all refer to the techniques used to dispel cognitive dissonance. They all mean the same thing. In addition, when I refer to stressors, please know that this means internal and external stress-producing situations, as well as the emotional conflict they elicit. With that said, as we mentioned before, ego defenses are universal strategies used when there's an internal conflict in the setting of discordant external situations. Each one of us use one or more of the 30 ego defense strategies described at some time or another, consciously or unconsciously. Since none of the 30 ego defense strategies were deemed quote-unquote normal, it left me quite conflicted. Is there anyone out there who do not employ ego coping strategies? Is there anyone out there who do not employ coping strategies, ego defenses, as they transition through life? What would that person be like? Are they the ascetics from the many religious disciplines around the world, like monks and nuns and yogis, etc., who practice various degrees of self-denial to show devotion to a spiritual belief? How about a baby? Will they be guileless? Will they be free of artifice, or just stuporous, or always happy puppets? I'm still deciding. I do not know, but I would love to interact with some such person. A person that does not actively utilize any of the 30 defined defense strategies, a normal person. I genuinely believe that humans are intrinsically good and honest, hence my focus. However, when faced with circumstances that force us to feel vulnerable, perspectives that challenge our firmly held beliefs, situations that provoke our survival instincts, we instinctively react to defend and conquer, to maintain the status quo. That is, we use the most accessible ego defense mechanism at our disposal. Although not specifically listed or defined, I believe that even the practice of abject honesty is a highly adaptive ego defense mechanism, a coping skill that is foundational to some of the disingenuously defined quote-unquote mature ego defense strategies we will discuss. I will repeat that. Although not specifically listed or defined, I believe that even the practice of abject honesty is a highly adaptive ego defense mechanism, a coping skill, that is foundational to some of the disingenuously defined quote-unquote mature ego defense strategies we will discuss. As we go along, across several episodes, I will share these strategies with you, with the hope that you will consider adding them to your repertoire, that is the mature ego defense strategies. Consider this, however, would you prefer to interact with someone who is straightforward and guileless, or someone who is surreptitious in their dealings? Today we will focus on those strategies defined as immature and present those that are defined as mature or positive coping mechanisms for your consideration and comparison and possibly adoption. How how we cognitively respond when our senses tell us one thing and what we think we want to be happening as a result differ. When our eyes, ears, nose, instinct, and tangible reality are in conflict, incongruent, or inconsistent with reality. For example, when faced with grief or loss or even fear. Is Nietzsche correct when he espoused the following scenario in the book Beyond Good and Evil? He said, "I did that," said the memory. "I could not have done that," said my pride, and remains inexorable. Eventually, the memory yields. According to the American Psychiatric Association, ego defense mechanisms are automatic psychological mechanisms that mediate the individual's reaction to emotional conflict and to internal and external stressors. In other words, cognitive mechanisms that are used to counteract stress internally and externally. For therapeutic purposes, not the goal of this discussion, these mechanisms are hierarchically distributed into three categories: immature, neurotic, and mature, and broken down into 30 forms of individual expression. The strategies deemed immature are possibly evolutionary, because even babies use them. The few deemed mature are what we should aim to employ reflexively, while the ones deemed neurotic are intermediate and marginally acceptable. This list of 30 appears to comprehensively cover the entire range of human expression. They are all learned and or reinforced, if you think they're evolutionary, but become habits that prove hard to change and harder to break. Regardless, they're all still self-deceptions. However, since these mechanisms appear to be natural psychological phenomenon practiced universally, abject honesty appears to be the normal, inconsiderate of ramifications. The immature defense strategies include acts characteristic of the following: action disavowal and image distortion, splitting or devaluing or idealizations of one's self-image or that of others, projection, denial, rationalization, autistic fantasy, omnipotence, and idealization, and omnipotence. These behaviors are done capriciously, impulsively, without regard for negative consequences. This suggests that the person is very vulnerable to conflict and internal and external stressors. They act out and attempt to distort reality to combat unacceptable ideas and feelings to avoid dissonance. They are fearful or angry and find it unacceptable to be either. I would argue that they are an honest response to the cognitive conflict elicited by the stressor. Examples include having what can be considered socially unacceptable thoughts or behaviors, being embarrassed or shamed publicly, being terrified of something or someone, succumbing to envy and jealousy, vengefulness. If any of those examples are directed towards you, then your reaction may be an immature defense strategy. Because this category of defenses are so volatile, reflexive, and dangerously reactive, and possibly destructive, how can one counteract them and respond in a more constructive manner? How can one utilize more adaptive strategies while safeguarding the ego and reducing cognitive dissonance, all the while maintaining the integrity? Which mature defense mechanism do you think would be effective in counteracting the impulse to express or engage in an immature defense strategy? I think I will end this recording here. In that way, the list of mature defense strategies would be in one recording that you can jump to for review. Meanwhile, care enough to act with virtue. Dream despite your deepest fears. Live honestly with dignity and grace. And above all, love without expecting reciprocation as you continue your inner odyssey. Thank you.